silence before him. Let me say good morning to everyone. Good morning. Let me say good morning to everyone. Good morning. Let me say good morning to everyone. Good morning. Come on, let's give the Lord another thing of praise this morning. Thank God for his grace, his mercy, his love, and his kindness. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. September the 17th, 2023, 10:45, our morning worship service, our youth celebration this morning. Amen. Amen. Blending in with our pastor's appreciation.
Thank you. Children are doing an outstanding job, man. Yeah. Any of our guests who are worshiping with us today, you may raise your hand. I see some in the back. If you're worshiping on Facebook or YouTube, awesome. You may do so at this time. Recognize yourself. We see everybody's at home. Thank you for choosing to worship at John's Chapel today. We hope you are blessed with your worship by the service. And we hope to see you again soon. Pastor White will greet you in a special way later on. I call your attention to pages 5, 6, and 7 of the bulletin. Please read it and govern yourself accordingly. Please remember those on the prayer list of page 6, and we have no new entries today. I would like to wish a happy birthday to those this week. On September 17th, we have both Evan Lee Ingram and Sister Pat Brown. And September 20th, we have Destiny Smith. And September 23rd, we have Carol McNair. Celebrating those this week, please remain seated. Everyone else, please stand. And Pastor White, will you come up and lead the singing? We have no wedding anniversaries this week. And the announcements today, I would like to leave you with this thought. A leader who is one knows the way, goes the way, shows the way. Thank you.
We encourage all our members, if you're able to come and be a part of it, you all come on.
kick off Wednesday. Let's get ready. All of us online, you go to 9th for this year. Get your itinerary, get the schedule for the whole week and see what's going on for us. I think reading is that Wednesday. We're going to read Wednesday. We're reading Wednesday. I need all our members to be there. Amen. Mother the Ravens, yeah, I need you all to be there. I need all our members for Rick and Rick. We need about 10 buses. We need 10 buses from Enterprise, school system, some kind of way. We're going to need all our members there on Wednesday afternoon, and we're prepared to read. We're prepared to read Wednesday that afternoon, and we need all our members to be there so that we can show the support to Pastor White as well as the family, as well as be prepared to come back and go to work for the glory and the glory of God. So make sure that you're able to plug it in on Wednesday. You all have sick leave. I know you do. You have sick leave. You have personal leave. Amen. Y'all, you know what? Y'all got all that stuff. Take that stuff. Vacation time. That'd be a good time to take a good day on vacation. Amen. Sister Jones, how you doing? Yeah. Deborah Jones, you doing good? Deborah Jones and Constance Jones. Yeah, y'all sitting together. And Evander, I see you. Yes. Good. I see you. So that'd be wonderful. That'd be wonderful. You all able to make that adjustment to be with us on Wednesday night. Wednesday afternoon for the reading of our prophet, and our delegate is here, Sister Magdalia. She will go and represent the church. They speak highly of the church as well as Pastor Mike. Doing a good job. Amen. 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 Don't start there. Won't be there.
Yay! Good to see you all!
Hey, Mom. Wow, you got something to ask? Amen. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's give Mom a hand of praise. Bless you. Bless you. Come here, Mom. Come here, give me a hand. Come here, Mom.
Yeah. was Team Orange.
Y'all ready? I take it.
You made me smile. You cut out the howling. You have a question? The total amount that we raised with this project, how much was it? A little over 8,000?
Yeah. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all.
Thank you.
one more time.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a blessing. Time I can share with someone whom I love and family. Across the years, we've had a wonderful friendship.
Amen.
And I thank God for Brother White and Mrs. White and his family. My wife and I love them very dearly. John Chapman, you are blessed.
Amen.
And when I talk to other pastors and I hear them saying what struggles they were having, people are not coming out. But to see you here this morning says that you're blessed.
Amen.
Amen. And part of that blessing comes from the leadership that you experience.
Amen.
I used to have the energy of Brother White have, but I don't have it anymore. It's all gone just about. Amen. But he has a lot of energy, so we thank God for him.
Amen.
As we come to share with him in his celebration of his full appreciation this morning. And I thank him for the opportunity of inviting me to bring a word this morning. And we're very grateful for that. I want to talk this morning from the book of Philippians, the 4th chapter. And I'm going to read from the 4th verse. Started. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your reasonable be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything. But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned, received, and heard, and seen in me. Practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Let's go down to 10, 11 verse. Now that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound in any and every situation. I have learned the secrets of facing plenty, patiently, and hope. Abundant need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
Amen.
You would take your time out. And read the 4th chapter of Philippians. Philippians. You can appreciate it more once you read it.
witness for God. Paul's testimony about learning from life experiences as a witness for God. His testimony includes three things: commitment, did not complain, and consistency.
Amen.
Those three things compose his testimony. Paul is writing to the church in Philippi. Have been there once, and we know the story of his being put in jail. Paul and Silas was arrested there at midnight. That was a movement of God.
Oh, yes.
And the jail cells flew open. Mm-hmm. And the God was afraid, and Paul assured him that they were there all, and that they weren't going anywhere. But he used it as an opportunity to witness for God. So he writes, and his son Timothy along with him. Timothy being his son in the ministry. Writing to the people of the Philippian church. And he was his protege. And we know that every great teacher should have a protege.
Amen.
Someone to pass it on to. When I was a son, living with son, I had the opportunity to study under Reverend R.E. Peters. And he took me under his wing. School to Daniel Payne College. And later on, me being his protege, I had the opportunity to pastor Brown Chapel, as he did. And he passed it on to me. Paul's life was a fascinating one. Life filled with a lot of adventure, a life of ups and downs, a life of struggle. His was a life, a productive life. He mastered several languages. He was a writer. He was a missionary. He was a powerful witness for God. His was an extraordinary life, and it was a life, as I said, filled with ups and downs. As I read this text, and as I pondered this text, it came to me that I would rather be a student than to be a teacher. Now some people may miss that.
Yeah.
I would rather be a student than to be a teacher. Even though I can teach, but I love to be a student.
Yeah.
I love to learn.
Hallelujah.
And always love to learn.
Yes, Lord.
Reverend White, love to Paul was a student of Gamaliel. He spent time in the desert with Jesus, learning all he cared about God, and he became a powerful witness.
Yes, Lord.
Since my retirement, I have spent time in my little shop. I have the shed. I turned it into a little world shop. And I spent time trying to make things. I made birdhouses and some other little things for my shop. And I love working with wood.
Yes.
I mess up sometimes, but I learn from messing up.
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to get my measurements right all the time.
Amen.
But I've learned, and I have to learn, because wood is expensive these days. Can't mess up too much wood. Costs too much. But although I mess up, I learn from my mistake. We have to take note of our life lessons. All of us have made mistakes from time to time.
Yes.
But hopefully we have learned from the mistakes.
Yes.
And that we will do better. And that we will improve.
Yes.
Learning is a lifelong process. You never stop learning. Every day can be a learning experience. We learn from our parents. We learn from our teachers. We learn from our friends. Amen. I'm going to note in that, because when I think about it, I learned how to smoke. From a friend, a cousin.
Yeah.
Amen. And I did it for about 20 years, but I quit.
Yeah.
But we can learn bad habits.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If we're not careful as young people,
amen,
we have to be careful about what we learn.
Yes.
Amen. And as a result of that, I came up with bladder cancer. Few years back, it was discovered.
Yeah.
But it came from smoking.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
But I thank God that I found it, they found it in time.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Good. Now, some people have learned how to drink, or alcoholics, right? Other bad habits. So we have to be mindful of what we learn.
Yes, Lord.
Especially our young people, they're growing up. It's a process of acquiring knowledge, and once we acquire the knowledge, it changes our behavior.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
That's learning. The one thing I guess I didn't really learn to do too well is cook. And my wife already come in sometime I was for dinner. But I still learning about cooking, but anyway.
I haven't been in there. I
have to witness her. Amen. Paul, as a missionary and an apostle for Christ, he had a tough time. He received 40 lashes. Amen. Whooping. Because of his witness to Christ. More than one time. He was ran out of town. He was left for dead. All because he promoted God's church. He changed over from persecuting the church to promoting the church.
Yes.
As long as he was persecuting the was praying on one hand, and he looked as far as on the other.
Yes, Lord.
He knew how to be up, and he knew how to be down.
Yes, Lord.
Some people can't stand a little bit of success.
Amen.
Some people cannot stand failure.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
People have taken their lives because they failed. Didn't know how to handle it. Life ups and downs. We are challenged with them every day. How do you handle success? Some get the big head.
Yes,
they overlook other people.
Amen.
They don't know how to be humble.
Yes, Lord.
Don't know how to appreciate God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Can't stand a little success.
Yes, Lord.
It goes to their head.
Amen.
And but Paul said, I've learned how to handle having a lot.
Yes, sir.
And I've learned how to handle having a little.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. I've been there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it didn't have a whole lot. Uh-huh. But it didn't deter me. I knew that somewhere, somehow, change was going to come.
Oh, yeah.
And we have to learn how to deal with life.
Yeah.
Situation.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to have the up.
Yes,
huh? And you're going to have the down.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Todd Hayter came through Selma January the 12th. And our power was off for a few days. And we had to make adjustments during that period when the power was off. And we sort of went back to the old days. We had a lamp. Lamplight, study Bible.
Yes,
amen. I took the grill and we put some coals in it and put some grits on it.
Amen.
Oatmeal, bacon, fire. Had to go back and adapt and adjust to that situation.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Keep doing this, baby Bible. But Paul said, I've learned to be content.
Yes.
That's the problem with the world today, is that many people are not content. They are upset.
Yes, Lord.
They are puzzled. Their life is unstable because they have not learned how to be content. And whatever situation you may be in, you have to learn how to adapt to that situation.
Yes, Lord.
It is a challenge for us on this Christian journey. Paul's life teaches us about commitment. He was very committed to persecuting the church.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord could have struck him down. He could have taken his life.
Yes.
But he said, I use him because of his commitment, his zeal for life.
Yes,
therefore, his commitment to promoting the church was stronger than his commitment in persecuting the church.
Yes. Yes.
He was committed. The problem today is that there is a lack of commitment.
Yes, yes, sir.
Among God's people.
Amen.
What are you committed to? What purpose have you found in life that you have committed yourself to? I listened to a man the other day who was saying, young people today don't have any purpose. But when we was in the cotton field, my purpose was to get out of the cotton field. Amen. I wanted something better. I wanted to do something better.
Amen.
position, it is a state of satisfaction.
Yes.
I'm satisfied.
Yes.
Hear that slide, I'm satisfied with Jesus.
Oh, yes.
No matter what happens, I am satisfied.
Yes.
Yes.
I remember when I had to drive from Birmingham to Florence for 4 years. And each time I got on the highway, I was praying, Lord, let me make it there and let me make it back. Because the car I was driving, amen, went all that sound. We have to be a child of God every day.
Amen.
Mississippi.
Yes,
Paul had his faith in Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
The one that was before him. The one who gave his life. The one who committed himself to the sick, the downtrodden, the brokenhearted. He had faith in Jesus, who loved people and always had time for his people. But he was touched by a woman who had an issue of blood. On one occasion, he stopped, said, "Somebody touch me." And the woman came forth and said, "I did." And she was healed in that moment. But whenever those who needed him, he had the time to give unto them. Paul trusted in Jesus, who had learned to commit himself to humanity. I've learned. And I just want to ask in that close, what have you learned? What is your testimony? Do you have a testimony this morning? Have you learned to trust God in whatever situation you may be? I was listening to a preacher last week, and he was saying that the church has failed in some instances to pass their faith onto the next generation. As people of God, we must pass our faith to the next generation. Parents, you must pass your faith to your children. Pray with them. Teach them about God. Talk to them about life problems. Tell them that they can endure, that whatever comes in our faith forever, that life is full of change and that time will bring about a change. You must pass your faith on to the next generation. I've learned. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
A continued process. And then we need to pass what we've learned to one another, or to our next church. I had this incident on me through. When I was in high school, I worked at a restaurant. And I thought I wanted to be a chef. And there was an old man, because his papa, and he was a cook. And he was supposed to taught me how to cook. All I did was learn how to make mashed potatoes and a few other little things. But when I found out, Pop was secretly putting ingredients in what he was doing, but didn't show me how to do it. And consequently, that is the case in communication of in that we are not teaching our young people skill, how to do things, how to work. Amen. I learned how to work early. But Pop did not show me. There's a man in Selma right now. He was a master carpenter, and he did not pass his skills out to anybody. All of that knowledge he had. He made a lot of money. He worked for white people, rich white people. He was a master carpenter. And he did not pass his work on to anybody. Sad commentary.
Amen.
Let us not be like that. I've learned. Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.
preacher has made it crystal clear. It takes commitment, no complaining, and let's be consistent in what the Lord has called us to do. Maybe you're here this morning and you want to come and give me your hand and give your heart to Jesus. He will help you. He will bless you. He will direct you. He'll help you through your test so you can have a testimony. You just need to come. Maybe you want to come and ask God to give you the power to be consistent. You want to come and say, God, I need your spirit to help push me, to help thrive me, to help me, God, to stay on course and stay focused. This opportunity to come. Maybe here this morning and you're saved and you're committed, you're focused and you're consistent, you're not complaining, but you need a church home. You need a family. You need someone who will pray with you and support you. We give you an opportunity to come. Come on, come, come. What a choir sing. Come on, come, come. If you have rain, come on, come. This is your chance to come to the altar and say, God, I come and give my life to you. I come and repent of my sins. I come and be a part of this church family. Come on, come, come. Come. More coming. Come on, come, come.
Because it's divine, it comes from